Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, June 14, 2006.
One killed and another injured in clashes in Khan Yunis, while gunmen set fire to the house of the head of the Preventative Security Force in Khan Yunis. The Israeli army invades Beit Ouazen village and arrests three. Army and settlers attack a Hebron resident and his son. The army confiscates a house in a Bethlehem village. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Salah el-Astal, member of Il-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas, was killed while the head of preventative security in Khan Yunis was injured after being shot with live ammunition during clashes between executive troops controlled by the Ministry of Interior and the Fatah-led Preventative Security Force in the west of Khan Yunis city in the Gaza Strip Wednesday morning. Local witnesses reported that the incident occurred after a vehicle carrying executive troops clashed with the head of the Preventative Security Force's vehicle. Al-Astal died from head injuries, while the head of the Preventative Security and a bystander were injured. Members of Hamas held the Preventative Security responsible for the killing of Al-Astal.
A group of gunmen set fire to the house of Rafet Kaleb, head of the Preventative Security Force in Khan Yunis city south of the Gaza Strip. An official source in the Preventative Security Force affirmed that a group of gunmen of Al-Qassim Brigade, the armed ring of Hamas, fired live ammunition and RPG shells at Kaleb's house. The source added that members of the Al-Qassim Brigade planted explosives around the house, detonated them and set fire to the house, which destroyed all the contents. One of Al-Qassim members was killed and Kaleb sustained an injury in his thigh on Wednesday morning in clashes which erupted between his companions and members of the Hamas movement.
Israeli troops invaded the West Bank village of Beit Ouazen, west of Nablus. Three residents were arrested. Eyewitnesses reported that special units of the army, disguised in civilian clothes, accompanied by 20 armored vehicles, invaded and surrounded the village and forced the residences to stay in their homes. Soldiers then broke into several homes and conducted wide-scale searches. One of the homes broken into belonged to Mahmoud Abu Aisha. Three residents were arrested for not having correct identity cards. The arrestees were identified as Nassim Abu Aisha and one of his relatives, who identified as Anas Khatib, who worked with the Palestinian Security Forces, while the third arrestee was unknown.
Israeli soldiers and extremist settlers assaulted a resident and his son from the West Bank city of Hebron Wednesday morning. The man and his son sustained bruises all over their bodies. An eyewitness and sister of the attacked resident, Lina Abul Haikal, reported that a group of extremist settlers attacked her brother Hani Jamil Abul Haikal, 37, and his son Jamil, 13, with stones and empty bottles while they were on their way home in the Tel Rumeida neighbourhood adjacent to the illegal outpost of Ramat Yashi in the old city of Hebron. Abul Hiku added that the soldiers in the area detained her brother and his son at a military checkpoint near their home after allowing the settlers to attack them. The soldiers then denied them access to their own home, which is just meters from the checkpoint.
The Israeli army confiscated one of the homes of Takua village, southeast of Bethlehem, on Wednesday and turned it into a military watchtower. Khalid Hamida, head of the village council, reported that Israeli soldiers broke into the two-story home of Ali Taha Hamida, close to the village school, after imprisoning all of its occupants in one room. Hamid added that the soldiers installed their military equipment on the roof and began monitoring the movements of local residents. Hamid affirmed that soldiers harassed residents who expressed concerns over a possible attack on students taking their final exams. He cautioned the escalation of attacks on village residents, the last of which was a night attack during which soldiers fired rounds of live ammunition and gas bombs at the village houses.
The Israeli army invaded Ada refugee camp to the north of the West Bank city of Bethlehem and the nearby village of Al-Juha and arrested five residents early Wednesday morning. Soldiers stormed the residents' homes and conducted house-to-house searches in the town and refugee camp before arresting the five and taking them to unknown locations. No names were issued, local sources reported.
Israeli army intensifies its portable military checkpoints north of Salfit and at the entrances of the nearby villages of Harez, Kefil Harez, and Karawet Bani Hassan. Local eyewitnesses in the area reported that the soldiers posted on the checkpoints delayed the movement of the residents, stopped and searched several vehicles. Meanwhile, soldiers at Deir Balut checkpoint near the West Bank city of Ramallah delayed residents on their way to work and insulted them.
The Israeli army has released wild pigs and poisonous snakes in farmland belonging to Jama'in village near the West Bank city of Salfit Wednesday. Eyewitnesses said they saw an army truck emptying plastic containers of snakes in the area and then releasing scores of wild pigs. The Israeli authorities said the action was taken to maintain the natural balance of the area. Several pigs attacked Abdullah Awad, 50, from the village, injuring him whilst walking home, local sources said. This conservation exercise was taken by Israeli authorities on Palestinian land.
Palestinian prisoners in the Israeli detention center of Kadamem, east of the West Bank city of Tokaram, have announced a hunger strike in protest at their conditions in the center on Wednesday. The prisoners have informed the Palestinian Prisoner Society's lawyer of their decision and said it comes as protest at the harsh medical conditions, bad food, and the interrogation methods used by the Israeli jail guards, which include the beating of prisoners, forcing them to remain standing for long hours, and subjecting them to sleep deprivation. The prisoners said that the jail administration are not allowing sick prisoners medical care, or that if any care is given, it is so bad that it does more damage than good.
And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Penny Quinton,
Maya Williams-Carpenter,
and Ghassan Banoura.